Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready for the most craziest fucked up thing on the internet? Get ready for the Insanity Room, your host with the most, that man with the pain in his brain, T Insane, is about to bring you 35 to 45 minutes of some bullshit. Are you ready? Hey, welcome back. I'm your host, T Insane, and welcome to another episode of the Insanity Room. Today's topic, your mental health during a crisis. Now, I joke around a lot, but I want to take the time to get serious. It's a lot of information on the internet that kind of, you know, have you going every which way, and that can affect your ability of living, thinking, your moral standards. In other words, it can affect your mental stability. And in this time, you know, a lot of us don't like to talk about mental health. But it's important to remember, crisis bring on mental problems, you know what I'm saying? Brings on a lot of stress, make you feel a type of way about certain things. And just all out, have you fucked up. You got to excuse me. Let me take a hit of my 420. You know, I do 420 things, as y'all know. I'm going to be honest. This kind of helps me cope. You know what I'm saying? Going to work, coming home, having to stay locked down for 2 weeks. And it, now it's longer than 2 weeks. Excuse me. I'm going to keep it raw. Keep it real with you. You know what I'm saying? Now, being locked inside, it can teach you a lot about yourself. It can teach you a lot about your kids. It can teach you a lot about your partner, whether it's man, female, you know. And being around a person when you don't have no way of getting away from them. I mean, don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with people spending time together. But you need a way to let off steam without the person around you. You know, that you're around all the time, being around you. And right now, in these times, it's kind of difficult. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, if you're married to somebody that has bipolar, or you with somebody that has schizophrenia or something like that, these can be trying times. You know what I'm saying? Because you're getting to see parts of them that you never seen before. They're getting to see parts of you that you never seen before. When I say mental illness, I'm not just specifically talking about one mental illness. I'm talking about a variety of things. It could be anything. You know, you can suffer from depression. It can be anything. Now, with that being said, how does that affect your ability to be who you are? And in this time, you know, if you're feeling some type of way about something, and you normally go do things to get your mind off it, or whatever you do to bring yourself back, you don't have a normal routine. And I know it's killing people not to be able to get outside. You know, I look on the internet and I see things that, man, just amaze me. You know, I see people making TikTok videos. I see people doing tributes. I see a lot of positive things going on. You know, and that's beautiful, because in this time we need positivity, especially when it comes down to your mental stability. Now, for me, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I have a mental problem. I've never been diagnosed. Motherfuckers say I'm crazy anyway. So I'm going to say, you know, shit, T insane. I am insane. But with that being said, on a real note, you sometimes find out things about yourself that you don't like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might go to feeling depressed. And might, oh man, I'm not a depressed type person. No, in normal situations, you probably not. But because of what's going on right now, it's a stressful situation, and it brings about change in your life. Some people can't deal with change good. Some people can't deal with change. So what I'm saying is, until you're under some kind of pressure, you don't really know what you're capable of or what you are. You know what I'm saying? And there's all kind of hotlines, suicide hotlines, crisis hotlines to help one another. You know what I'm saying? But we have to encourage each other to use those things. You know, when you call and you talk to your friend, whoever you call and talk to, you don't have to say, hey, bro, you're going crazy. But, you know, how you feeling? You know what I'm saying? Really, how you feel? How that's making you feel? Do you feel like you're going so crazy? Do you feel like you can't take it? Because where I live at, they didn't have murders. And I mean, just recently, a man's wife died. He killed his two daughters. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a sad, sad, sad situation. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at that, you know, when somebody dealing with losing a loved one to a virus, you're not prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? So your mind can bring you to something else. And it's not fair because you're going through something in your life to where you want to take a life that you really actually take someone's life. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. You're not God. It's not your call to say whether somebody live or die. But we do this every day. You know, and some of the stuff we do is uncalled for. You know what I'm saying? Just like I look at people smoke mojo and do things that you shouldn't do, but they do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? I was recently looking at Facebook. I don't know if he was on drugs or not, but he was butt naked, running, slamming his head into cars and shit. Now, in my opinion, no normal man would do anything like that. You understand what I'm saying? So that means there's a mental breakdown somewhere, where there's drugs involved somewhere, where there's something that's causing him to be the way he is. But saying on that note, if you're going to hurt somebody, yeah, hurt yourself. Well, right now, I'm going to take a pause for the calls, put y'all into some of this music, and I'll be right back with the second half of the show.
I got a call from a friend who I used to love. She told me meet me at the bar, had my favorite club. Down, I sat on, I got my drink of my favorite wine. Then I felt a cold rush coming from behind. She grabbed my waist and whispered in my ear, thug, I miss you. We need to talk, cause me and my man, we got some issues. We started reminiscing bad times and the good times. Like my first line, you cute, will you be mine? Smelling just how I remember she was looking fine. And I ain't coming home tonight, that's what's on my mind. Tell my girl that I got studio time. Go snatch around her, cause my car draw too much attention. We hit the room, we got the drinking and shit. And off top, I was gon' bang on my dick. We hit the embassy suites, man, she turned to a beast. She introduced me to her tongue ring and put me to sleep. I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right, I know it ain't right. But I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right. Concert, tired and my lungs hurt. When she walked in VIP with her eyes open, she had her ass like Buffy, she turned me on. I even went to start blushing when I saw a thong. She grabbed my cheeks and said, ooh, you so cute. She had a girl who wanted Webby, she was cold too. I asked her, can we come and see him before we take it in? I hit that spot, I hit the tub, she started laughing in. Don't look like I'm coming home tonight, cause the conversation right and the vibe just tight. Man, she came to the bed with t-shirt and her drawers on. Soon as she laid on side boots, I got a heart on. I put my hand up on her thighs, then I rubbed that coochie. I heard her moan under her breath, ooh, boozy. That pussy soaking wet, man, we all on the floor. I hit her from the back and it's a fact. And I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right, I know it ain't right. But I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right, I know it ain't right. But I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right, I know it ain't right. But I ain't coming home tonight, cause tonight I'm on the flight. Tonight I'm on the flight. Me and my girl just had a fight, I gotta get away. Look like I ain't coming home for a couple days. I hit the plane, I chill, put on my shades. On the plane, can't shh, now I'm in a daze. I approach you, you remember them little boosted days.
You remember
I broke your virgin at 15, now you feel played. But by the way, why them bruises on your fucking face? She say my man still bringing up that booster case. What's your destination? Florida, that's where I'm going to. I'm at the same hotel you at, room 102. And you can come to my room, but she said
I ain't coming out now.
She said no, you can come to mine, I got a surprise. I walk up in the room, the smell was the best. She had on a little red dress. I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. But I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. But I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. But I ain't coming home tonight. 'Cause tonight I'm on the flight.
Baby mama drama, she coming through this motherfucker acting like she running. Bitch think she bad, she had a nigga kiss. Tell me really who you think your stanky ass is. I ain't got time for the baby mama drama. She coming through this motherfucker acting like she running. Bitch think she bad, she had a nigga kiss. Tell me really who you think your stanky ass is. I ain't got time for the baby mama drama. Coming through this motherfucker acting like she running. Why you wanna play with a nigga like me? Knowing damn well, girl, this how it gon' be. You be tryna bullshit, but girl, I know it's heavy. You be on that bullshit, girl, I call it petty. Knowing damn well, a nigga causing hell. So why you wanna fuck with a nigga like me? Girl, don't fuck with a nigga with his babies. 'Cause that type of shit'll make a nigga crazy. I ain't got time for baby mama drama. Coming through this motherfucker, acting like she running. Bitch think she bad, she had a nigga kid. Tell me really who you think this stanky ass is. I ain't got time for baby mama drama. Coming through this motherfucker, acting like she running. Bitch think she bad, she had a nigga kid. Really tell me who you think this stanky ass is.
I ain't got no baby mama, but I still don't want the drama. That's why I use a condom, these bitches don't play no games. That ain't my baby, don't give it my last name. Trying to make a quick dollar, but only gonna get some change. Bitches, you crazy, you know that ain't my baby. You trying to set me up, you know I'm coming up. Bitch, don't try your luck, 'cause you gon' get fucked over. Ain't no try support this dick. Look at her, now she sick.
She was all on the dick, now she head sick. She thought she had a lick, but got stuffed with some dick. She mad 'cause she see her belly swole. She called me all kind of names, I'm steady fucking hoe. She played them peep on me, got me all on my toes. This baby mama drama is just some lava lava. Make you wanna hit her with a two-piece. But no baby mama mama, 'cause I don't need the drama drama.
Ain't got time for baby mama drama. Coming through this motherfucker, acting like she running. Bitch think she bad, she had a nigga kiss. Tell me really who you think is stinky ass is. Ain't got time for baby mama drama. Coming through this motherfucker, acting like she running. Bitch think she bad, she had a nigga kiss. Tell me really who you think is stinky ass is. Ain't got time, you hoes in the drama. Hoes in the drama, you hoes in the drama. Ain't got time. Ain't got time. Ain't got time. Holes in the drama. Coming through this motherfucker, acting like you running. Really think she bad, she had a nigga kiss. Tell me really who you think a stinky ass is.
You ever had a piece of pussy, man, that be on your mind like money?
Good for real though.
Dang.
Like money, man. Good job.
Good job. For sure. For sure. I see it.
Pussy. 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 Pussy.
that pussy keep calling me.
Calling me.
Damn. Get me in trouble. That pussy keep calling me.
Come here, boo.
Calling
come
me.
Come here, boo.
Get me in trouble. You ever had a piece of pussy so good and tight that you hear that pussy talking at night? Come here. Lingerie dry, you crazy when she put it on. Safe sex, but sometimes I hate to put it on. Make me moan, grab my back and pull me deeper in her. She catch three, I catch two, now I'm sleeping in her. Miss Virginia take her time when she hit that head. She pull her long hair back and sit between my legs. It blow your mind when you got a dime. Who rub your nuts when you fuck her from behind? I ain't lying. Something special about her. Got me sneaking out the house like a fucking mouse. And that pussy so wet for me. She my ecstasy, crazy. Pussy damn near better than your old lady. I probably need to stop answering the phone. Fucking her, fuck around and have my family gone. She get me right when we fuck. Yeah, she put ice on my nuts. Yeah, got me texting and shit. I ain't never text before. Got me eating.
Smoking mojo or what he was doing, but he was butt naked running head first into cars and shit like he was trying to kill himself, you know. And like I had mentioned earlier, a man's wife died the day before from the coronavirus, and the next day he killed her two daughters. You know what I'm saying? It's a mental thing. And I'm gonna be honest, when I was coming up, we didn't have cell phones. You know, I watched cell phones develop from being this briefcase, big Donkey Kong looking phone, big flip phone. I mean, we had some wild looking phones, you know what I'm saying? And now everybody's walking around with a video camera and a computer. You can go live anywhere on anything. And that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because we're seeing things that we shouldn't see. I was going through Facebook and I seen two guys videotaping a man blowing his head off with a shotgun. You know what I'm saying? My 13-year-old shouldn't be exposed to that, but we are. And we don't understand what we see on the internet and bullying and all that. That feeds into our psyche. That feeds into our mental stability. And during this time of crisis, it's a crisis within a crisis. Because in certain places, the murder rate is going up and we're supposed to be inside. So you think about it, even if you're supposed to be quarantined, you're still murdering people. Nigga, fuck a curfew, I'm going to kill this bitch. Come on, man. It got to be your psyche that has you locked into an emotional path of destruction. And where would that get you in the long run? You know what I'm saying? You know, if you believe in God, you have to believe there's a devil. And the reason being, because if there's a God and he allowed good things to happen to you, that explains why there's a devil and bad things happen. But you can also look at it like this here. How much good you put out is how much good you get back. So if you're a negative person that do negative things and that trying to hurt people, sooner or later, it's going to come back to you. And that's all you're going to get because that's what you're creating. So you create who you are and what you are in your mind by the way you think. You know what I'm saying? If you think I got to do certain things a certain way to get it done, but it been working for you, but not like, you know what I'm saying, something else would work for you and be way much better. But because you're stuck in your own psyche, you're not going to see past that. You're going to be who you want to be. And that's a crisis within yourself. And we're having that all over the world because people are locked down. Now, imagine the people in jail now. They locked down all the time. Not we can go to the store and shit. We can go sit outside in our backyard. We can still do humanly shit. But now you know how it feels to be a prisoner. So you're stuck with your own thoughts. And I feel bad for the people that don't have families, that's single, that just stuck in their house by themselves all the time. You go to work to meet, go around people. You go out because you don't want to, you know. But now you're stuck inside. There's no restaurants to go to. There's nothing to do. And that creates mental problems if you're not strong. And that's where us as human beings come in. We have to learn how to be more concerned with each other's mental psyche. You know what I'm saying? A couple of words or encouraging things might change the way a person thinks and stop something from happening. But if you're surrounded by negativity and there's no way for you to release or no way to be talked down, certain things happen. And then if you introduce drugs into the picture, even more things happen. Liquor stores, people's at home, I'm getting drunk, getting high, and that turned into some bullshit. I'm looking at people putting their kids, letting, you know, man, you don't let a little boy hang from your private part or grab on your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? That's sad. There got to be something wrong with your mental psyche. And if ain't nothing wrong with your mental psyche, that means somebody need to whoop your ass. Beat the shit out of you. You know I'm raw. I'm going to keep it real with you. This is my thing. The way life is going right now, we need to come together. We need to think about what's going on. We need to purchase a heart if we don't have our own. Because this is what's going to get us through these times right now. Yeah, people staying inside. You know, you getting stimulus checks and the insurance company giving rebates for this. And they're going to help you with that. But you're still, and mentally, we're breaking down, we're hurting each other, we're killing each other. You know what I'm saying? And that shouldn't be, because there's already an enemy killing us. So this one time we need to join together and fight against this enemy without fighting against each other. But we can't. That's because of our psyche, and that's a crisis within a crisis. We already got a pandemic, that's a crisis. Now we have mental breakdowns, and that's a crisis. What I ask of y'all to do today, when you see your neighbor, your brother, your sister, anybody, just call them, check on them. How you doing, man? How you thinking about this, you know what I'm saying, coronavirus? You all right? Especially if it's somebody that's by themselves, that's nobody there, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you try to engage with them and put them on positive thinking. Even if you feeling bad, if you can talk to somebody positive, that's going to change your day and their day. You know what I'm saying? So until next episode, this has been your boy T. Insane, coming out the insanity room, letting y'all know our verse ends racism. It's over. You know what I'm talking about? So I ask you all to have an insane day. Enjoy yourself. And until next episode, I'm out.
Now check it out. 2001, this the way it's gonna be done. Pay attention. This little dude rap about sunflower seed and somebody got killed. He rapped about stunting. Somebody got killed. And he rapped about baby mama. Somebody got killed. I paid attention to the whole album. Somebody got killed. The little dude is fascinated with guns, slingshots, weapons, all kind of shit. But this is what's gonna be done. Protect yourself.
Let me tell him something.
Tell him something.
Now checkmate. It's like a chess game, nigga. Either you the king or the queen. And in your house, if you're a man, be a motherfucking king. A ride out, partner. You know what, nigga? Checkmate. It's when a nigga got 2 9s and a project cut. And you ain't got shit and you ain't pay up. A nigga just stole your bitch. Checkmate, nigga. Checkmate. It's when mama think her baby ain't doing wrong. And you know he got that motherfucking work. And a
that
nigga
that
bust
baby.
His motherfucking ass.
That wasn't
checkmate.
My baby.
You just been stole, partner. Checkmate. It's when you score some work and
yo.
Got your last and went score a break.
Change the beat.
And a nigga saw your clown ass coming and duct tape you with some motherfucking soda. Sit on it, partner. You been checkmate, nigga.
For Sheezy, for Sashi, Harachi.
Checkmate, it's when you run around with a bitch that you think is your bitch and she too wearing my nigga French.
Oh yeah, it'll happen to you.
You look you know like a duck, bitch.
You got on orange shoes, you know what I'm saying? An orange jumpsuit, you know what I'm saying? And it's like that.
You belongs in Ottoman Park.
Murder. Murder, 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 kill, 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 murder, murder, kill, kill, kill.
Down south, it's a cash money thing.
Watch your mouth, nigga.
Oh yeah, I still love Popeye's chicken.
For chicken, nigga.